How much room is there for solar power? I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. California has mandated that it'll get at least a third of its electricity from renewable sources by 2020, and that it will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by at least 80% from 1990 levels by 2050. To meet these goals, the state has been installing solar power at a staggering rate. As the number and size of installations increase, there's the concern that the state will run out of acceptable places to put solar power generating equipment without creating environmental problems. A study published by the Carnegie Institution has determined that the amount of energy that could be generated from solar equipment constructed on and around existing infrastructure in California would exceed the state's entire electrical demand by as much as a factor of 5. Around 8% of California's land surface has been developed in one way or another by people. Rooftops and developed spaces offer plentiful opportunities for solar installations of all sizes. Locating power-generating operations near roads and existing transmission lines has additional advantages, but apart from such developed areas, there is opportunity for additional solar construction in undeveloped sites that are not ecologically sensitive or federally protected, such as degraded lands. Overall, this study showed that it is possible to substantially increase the amount of California's energy needs provided by solar power without converting natural habitat and causing adverse environmental impacts, and also without having to move solar installations to locations that are remote from consumers. There are challenges to face in going massively solar, but at least in California, having no place to put it is not one of them. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.